You are listening to Messenger Insight, a news and information program brought to you by the Baptist Messenger and the Baptist General Convention of Oklahoma. Hello and welcome to Messenger Insight. I'm Brian Hobbs, Director of Communications with the Baptist General Convention of Oklahoma, and I'm particularly excited about today's broadcast. We have a special guest in studio, Kelly King, who is Women's Missions and Ministry Specialist with the BGCO. Welcome, Kelly.
Thanks, Brian. It's fun to be here.
Glad to have you. Well, I wanted to talk in a little bit about the important state missions offering going on, but first I heard there was a really big event that took place at the end of August, the Sweet Experience. Could you talk about that? What is it? How did it go?
What we try to accomplish through Sweet Experience. Sweet is actually an acronym. Most people may not realize that, but it stands for Statewide Women's Enrichment and Education Training. And our desire through that is to help women as they lead in the local church through women's missions programs, through women's ministry programs. And so it is every other year we do the big one-day event, and this was it. And this year we called it Sweet Experience because we had a carnival theme, and they had about 550 women there. So it was a lot of fun.
Wow, that sounds like it. And so the theme was kind of big top carnival atmosphere. There were speakers.
Yes.
I noticed one of them gave a powerful testimony related to women who are maybe trapped in a life of the so-called exotic dancers. So real powerful, moving message, missional ministry. Did any of the speakers stand out to you in particular?
You know, both Jay Martin and Andrea Mullins is the one you're referring to. And the reason Andrea really brought that story to the platform was she works for National Women's Missionary Union, WMU, and their critical issue for the past 2 years is human trafficking and exploitation. And so it really kind of brings that message of what women can get trapped into, that we tend to think of prostitution and exotic dancing as a choice. And a lot of times women become really enslaved in that lifestyle. Most statistics show that 95% of women that are in that really do not want to be in that. So her personal testimony of ministering to those women was pretty effective. And I think for a lot of women, it really struck a nerve.
Well, I think that's an important emphasis to create awareness on, and a powerful testimony of how God can save anyone, and
sure,
that really spoke to me. On a more lighthearted note, there were some lighthearted moments. I heard you actually were ringmaster. Could you talk about that? And there was a magic trick.
I'm probably not going to live some of that down, and I'm actually have after effects from some of the things that we did, because yes, we did do a little bit of an, I guess we shouldn't say magic, illusion, illusion opportunity, whatever you want to call it, at the first, where I took my assistant and we divided her into thirds. And so that was a lot of fun. And then I actually, at the end in the Ringmaster Rally, I pulled a rabbit out of a box, a live rabbit. And now I have the live rabbit at my house, and we have a new pet, Mordecai. Yes.
That's great. That's great.
We just do anything to, you know, to reach women.
Well, sure. And that, I think that talks about the balance you have. You're engaging on serious issues, you're in the ministry work, but you're also having fun, and it's a joy-filled experience, and it sounds like that's what that day was.
Yeah, absolutely. I attend a lot of conferences, and I know for me, it's sometimes you just go and you sit, and so we really wanted this to be something that women would be involved in and experience. So I think we accomplished the purpose and the goal.
It sounds like it. Well, you can read more about that event at baptistmessenger.com. And shifting our attention a little bit, your office is also responsible for the awareness and promotion of the state missions offering. What is that? What is the goal for this year? And how can people find out more?
Sure, absolutely, Brian. The theme this year for the state missions offering is Call to Action. And honestly, when you think about what we are as Christians called to do, it is to act on what God has called us to. And that means making a difference wherever God has placed us. And this year's goal is $1 million. We've actually reached that goal a couple of times. So it is very attainable for our churches. And the thing I love about the state missions offering is that we get to pour into certain ministries direct funds that go directly to those ministries, such as disaster relief, chaplaincy. There is the call conference is one of the featured things that we did this year, and that was a lot of fun. And there's just there's about 20 ministries, and when you look at those ministries, they would probably not exist or at least be at the level of competence if it weren't for the offering.
That's important. And at the website, bgco.org, I believe there are videos.
Yes.
Now, there were four featured. Yes. Could you talk about those four very briefly and what each might...
And hopefully I'll remember all of them. Let's see. yeah, that's a lot of fun for me to actually be part of producing the videos. One of my favorites this year was on church planting. We featured a church plant that's actually meeting in a school in the inner city of inner part of Oklahoma City. Then we featured the Call Conference, which is a new conference for students who really feel called to ministry, vocational ministry, and it gives them some real tools of what do I do next? Because here's a teenager who feels called by the Lord to do something, and their next question is, I don't know what to do with this. So that is helping them. Disaster relief, you know, disaster relief is ongoing. And you never know where it's going to happen, but you just look at even just recent days with hurricanes. And we have a team actually going to Japan next week to do some relief efforts with the earthquake that happened in March. So those kind of ministries are made possible through that. And then chaplaincy. This year we tried to show that there are chaplains in all different areas of life, whether it's on the oil field, whether it's in a hospital, in the military, whether it's bikers. There's just all kinds of chaplains that really minister one-on-one to people.
Fantastic. And this is Frontline's work, and you mentioned 20 vital ministries that are helped funded through this effort. And as I mentioned, there's more information at bgco.org. Kelly, I really want to thank you for being on our broadcast. And is there anything else you'd like to add as far as maybe a preview or looking back as far as the women's ministry? I know you all have a lot of projects and a lot of events.
Yeah, we're a busy office. But I do, if you don't mind, I would love to mention that we are doing the first Hispanic Women's Conference that we've ever done, October 1st. And it's going to be held at Council Road Baptist Church in Bethany area. It is statewide for women. There is no cost, but they do need to register. So please tell your friends that maybe are members of a Hispanic church or not even part of a church, but they just need to come in and be encouraged. So we're excited about that. And it's actually been made possible because of the State Missions offering.
Fantastic. Well, thank you, Kelly, for being here today. We've been talking to Kelly King, Women's Missions and Ministries Specialist with the Baptist General Convention of Oklahoma, and you are listening to Messenger Insight. You have been listening to Messenger Insight, brought to you by the Cooperative Program in the Baptist General Convention of Oklahoma. For more, visit baptistmessenger.com or find us in the iTunes Store.